Good morning and welcome to the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning.
Manu, you're here in one piece.
Yes, I am.
Looking hot today with a belly shirt.
Oh, yeah, and if I stand up, you'll be able to see my underwear. Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, tiger underwear. Actually, it's not really underwear. It's just a little string there.
No, various strings.
Yeah, various strings.
With little bows on the back.
Yeah, but she's exposing her abdomen, and it passes the test, I think. For the flat belly contest.
Yeah, I do have a flat belly.
You do?
It's nice and toned.
Cool. Yeah. See, well, I'm looking forward to the summer. Who knows how much more you'll take off when you come to the office.
Oh, believe me. Less clothes, trust me.
Yeah, you don't like clothes?
No. Remember, we discussed that yesterday.
That's right. And I told you clothes was optional here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Just means you'll see me in summer dresses.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know what people are doing to the equipment here, but it just doesn't sound right.
I know. You seem to go through drama every morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, because, you know, we have so many people using the equipment here, and then you have to come back. When we're big enough, then we'll have our own board, and nobody will be allowed to go into the studio.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So we need to be prepared for that.
So how was your night last night?
4 hours of sleep.
4 hours? What
four
time
hours,
did you go to bed?
1 o'clock, got up at 5.
Jeez.
And it's so hard to get up.
Yeah, I know.
Luckily, I'm coming here. So I have a good incentive to get up in the morning and get up. You know, this, I think when you love what you do and you're able to get up every morning and go to work, you're very fortunate.
Well, I don't even wake up to an alarm anymore.
You really?
No. Oh. I just wake up and the time is like 10 minutes to 7 or somewhere around there. It's usually like 10 minutes to 7 or 10 after.
Right.
In that little window.
Wow.
And I'm up. Yeah. Like, boom.
Yeah. No, I'm like working nonstop, and it is affecting the personal life a little bit. So I'm going to have to pay attention to the people around me as well. You know, I can't ignore everybody.
No.
But, you know, I'm asking for just a little break so I can get this thing off the ground and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's only been, what, 3.5 weeks? It's not the end of the world. But we'll get there.
Some people may think so.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm starting to feel the same thing with my partner.
Yeah.
It's like I'm come here, I get up early in the morning. I don't like to stay at his place.
Yeah.
Because I like to be in my own bed when I have to wake up so early.
Right.
And then from here, I'm like straight to work, and I don't get off until like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Now, I meant to ask you about this. I mean, you guys have been together for 2 years, and you live in the same friggin' complex, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So is that where you met him?
We were introduced by our manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you both were living there already?
Yeah, we were both living there already.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Wow. So my question is this now. I mean, you guys are obviously together. You're an item. Mm-hmm. Why pay two rents? I mean, you're paying double the rent. Why? Why would you do that between the both of you?
Well,
because you're afraid of fucking commitment. That's why. I can answer for you. I mean, but how does he feel about this? You know, I mean, shit. You know
what? I think he feels fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, he's been living there for probably 11 or 12 years old. I mean,
12 years.
12 years.
Right.
And he has had a couple of live-in girlfriends, you know, three actually total in the 12 years.
Right.
And there hasn't been any time really that he has spent there alone, living by himself as a single man.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I'm not one to, you know, like, let me move in. You know, I mean, I'm not that type of person.
Right. But you did he ever bring it up?
I mean, we've brought it up. Well, not really. But, I mean, he has his own style of living, which is, you see his place, but then you look at my place.
I see, okay.
And it's completely two different
Well, there's a
worlds.
Good reason there, you know.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Way different.
Does his apartment look like a bachelor pad, pretty much?
His place looks like a bachelor pad, but it's also very hippie.
Yeah.
Very way out there with very, you know, psychedelic hippie lifestyle.
Yeah.
And mine is more conservative, more of the very warm, the cozy, the, you know, the fire, you know, the fireside kind of apartment.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's the difference there.
I see. Okay.
And mine's very organized, and there's specific things on the wall, and nothing else goes on there. You know what I mean? There are specific things set out, and nothing else gets set out.
Right.
And that's the way I like it. Very, very. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you like to be on your own. You probably gotten used to it over the years.
Yeah, and I've never lived with a man.
Yeah.
Not even
really?
When I was married.
Wow.
Yeah, not even
when
I was... When
you were married, you weren't...
Well, not that it lasted very long, but when I had gotten married, mm-hmm. I didn't really have anywhere to live. I was living in a breakfast and bed hotel.
Right.
Because of my surgeries that I were having on my knees.
Right.
So... You know, when he came over and spent time with me, mm-hmm. you know, the time that we got married, we just stayed in the hotel.
I see.
So, I mean,
you never had your own. Wow.
No.
That's
so I've always lived by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're used to it. But, you know, I mean, perhaps it's time for you to consider moving on. You know, yeah. I mean, at a certain point, you know, you become a big girl and then you can allow yourself.
No, see, I think if we were to decide to do that, we would have to move into a place together and then start off together. Because, you know, there's no way he would ever move down with me because of the way I live.
Right.
And there's no way that I would give up the way I am and move in up there.
So you're thinking that if you decided to move in together, it would work out better if you both decided on a new place.
Correct.
And started decorating
it
from scratch.
Yes, I think so.
I see.
Then we would come to an agreement.
Okay. Are you the kind of woman who likes to take control of the house and decide this is where the couch is going to sit, this is where the TV is going to sit?
Yes.
Yeah, why are women like that? I mean, I as a man living with you as a husband, you have, I think, 50% say in where things go. But apparently women doesn't think that way.
No, I think because, this is the way I think, men when they put furniture around, I mean, not all men, not all men, but generally, men will just place things there, and there. And there's no flow to it, there's no feng shui,
right,
you know?
Right,
so when
that
women,
she was telling me about me too, but yet, you know, when we went based on what I suggested, everybody loved it. You know, I mean, just because you know interior design doesn't mean I don't have any taste.
So, I mean, I've rearranged William's apartment because whatever it was before just didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, what is going on here, you know?
And he was okay with that?
And he was okay with that. Oh, yeah. When I changed it around, he goes like, wow, this really works.
Yeah.
You know, because now, you know, a bunch of people can come in and everyone can see each other and communicate and sit together.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas before it was one end of the place to the other and backs to each other and so on.
Oh
so, of course,
God,
it didn't work.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
And my place is the same, the way I've got it set out. Everything's kind of like in the nice, comfortable circle. And everyone does a little drum. You know what I mean? The drum ring.
A drum.
Ever,
when you sit around in
a
circle
your
and you play congas. Yeah, well, I wanted to tell the listeners that we changed our phone number. And let me give you the number first. It is a toll call, okay, but it's only probably going to cost you a few pennies. The number is area code 818-602-4498. And the number again, 818-602-4498. Now, you might ask, what happened to the toll-free number? The thing is, if you've been listening to our shows, you know that the phones have been ringing into the system every time a call comes in. And it's been extremely distracting when you have a few calls coming in or if you're in the middle of a sentence and a call comes in. So, we switched the phone system and now we're using Skype. So, you can call us from any phone, and we're going to get your calls. However, the advantage of this also is if you're anywhere in the world, you can call us through Skype. You don't need a Skype phone number. If you just call through your computer, you dial our number, you'll get there. But if you don't have the ability to dial a phone number, you just go to bbs.talk.radio, and that is our ID on Skype. And then you'll be able to call in and talk to us, and we're going to have a blast. By the way, Manu, we have a phone guest today. They're going to be calling from 3,000 miles away. And she seems very interesting. Very interesting woman. So I'm looking forward to that. And what else is new? We had Gina's show yesterday, and the Love Life Makeovers. Mm-hmm. And that was a great show. You know, she had a guest over here, and she called her a great piece of ass or something, you know. And that was like an amicable way to call her. In other words, she said, if you email me, put in the subject, you know, great piece of ass or something. So she'll know what it's about. And I thought that was funny. But they talked about dating and matchmaking and online dating. And it was pretty, it was going, it was flowing pretty nicely. I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, it sounded good. So we welcome Gina to the network. And we have more people. If you look on the site, you'll see some more new people coming up. And we'll announce exactly the times and days when it gets closer. So, yeah, every day I get about one or two new hosts, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to be on radio. So.
And do you get it via the internet? You're not advertising on Craigslist anymore.
No, I haven't been advertising. Now it's like word of mouth. People stumble upon the site and they see it and they go, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, so I like it. I like it. And we're getting such a variety of programming that it keeps you entertained the whole day. I mean, you can just stay with us. And, you know, I just can't tell you how many people tell me what a great station it is. You know, people love different shows. People love our show. And they say how great it is and everything. And it just makes you feel warm all over, you know. And it's really, not because you peed in your pants.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just so glorious. Like, I mean...
I just told a fucking joke and he didn't laugh. Okay.
Oh, I never didn't even hear the joke.
I know, because you're busy thinking what you're going to say next. But that's fine. That's what it's about.
What did you say?
So.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Please, no, you got to tell me.
No, I said it makes you feel warm all over and it's not from peeing in your pants.
Oh.
Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't that great. Okay, you had to be there. Okay, so what were you going to say before I rudely interrupted?
I don't know. You know, I've peed in my pants before and...
It wasn't warm?
Well, it was, but it was survival tactic on that one.
Oh, my God. That's got to be awful. You know, I mean, for men, sometimes I'll go pee and everything. And you know how you have to shake it and stuff afterwards, right? But sometimes it's just not enough. So you'll put it back in your pants and suddenly you just feel this warmth spreading through your crotch.
And you go, oh, darn it.
Oh, my God. You know, what a terrible feeling. And if you're lucky, it's not going to show through your pants.
See, you know, that's the terminology. You know, you've got to siphon the python. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I haven't.
No, instead of shaking it, you siphon it, you know.
Oh, I see.
that's like, that must be an Australian thing if you haven't heard of it.
It must be, yeah.
So, like, I need to go siphon the python. That's
what's siphon?
Siphon, you know, like squeeze it out. I don't know.
Siphon.
Siphon, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Siphon the python.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good to me.
Here's some of the terminologies. Like, in the military, it was like siphon the python.
Mm-hmm.
Grow a tail.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Reference. Give birth to an officer. And we had a number of other things that were going on. Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, you know, anything to shit on each other, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let's shit on each other, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I had an interesting experience this morning coming to work.
Yeah.
So I'm just like cruising like I normally do in my car. And you know, this is the stupidity of people.
Uh-huh.
Right? I come to a light. The light is turning orange. I had in my mind, I had plenty of time to stop. So of course, yes, I did come to a stop. And I hear this,
oh my God,
you know,
behind
like
you.
Behind, and I'm looking around like, oh, and then I hear this, and I'm looking behind,
uh-huh.
And there's this Asian lady like screaming like, fuck you, giving me the finger.
Really?
And I'm like, it was a red light.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do? So I pointed up like this, you know, mm-hmm. Gave her the signal like, it's a red light.
Right.
And you could tell her, she's like, you should have went through, you know, I mean, she just was going ballistic.
Right.
So I turned around to her and I just gave her this big laugh as if to say, you dumbass.
Yeah.
You know.
You see, the thing is with me, when this stuff happens, I lose control. I would have gotten out of the car.
Yeah.
You know, put it in park, got out of the car, and went over to her and asked her what the fuck her problem was.
Yeah.
You know, and people get scared. I mean, you know, when people beep to me,
yeah,
that really like gets me all, it gets me all worked up.
Particularly when you're doing something right. I mean, there was no reason for me to go to that.
No, it's just that people are fucking impatient.
Yeah. And you know, so I knew if I had gone through that, she would have totally gone through a completely red light.
Yeah.
Because I had plenty of time I had plenty of time to stop. Yeah.
You know what's always a good way to deal with this? By what? Saying, fuck you.
Fuck it.
You know? Exactly. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
And that pretty much concludes the conversation.
But, you know, isn't it always funny? It's those people, right?
Yeah.
Of course, we started off again, and she screams around me. She's giving me
really?
The finger.
Really? She was that worked up about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Gives me the finger, and I was like, I waved to her like, well,
yeah.
bye.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the next light.
I know.
Sure
that
enough,
probably made her madder.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Like, there she is, all tracked up on the side where she has to turn right with all this traffic that she's stuck behind now.
Uh-huh.
So when I drove past patiently and I waved to her like, beep, beep, hi. And she's like staring at me like getting ready to chase me, I think. But it's always funny. I mean, and I've been that way too. You know, like a little impatient.
Yeah.
So I try and get around people. And then sure enough, the other light turns red. So you're stuck there anyway. So what was the big deal?
Yeah, that's the thing is that people drive like maniacs. They'll change lanes like there's no tomorrow.
Cut
and they
off.
Don't get anywhere faster.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, the traffic is stopped. You know, you're not going
and
anywhere.
And it's so funny to see this in L.A. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
I've come across
people
it
so
many
stupid.
Times.
But, you know, you get like
and they
so
do stupid
impatient.
Shit.
Yeah.
They do some stupid shit,
yeah,
too.
That's because people get impatient with the traffic, you know? I mean, it just gets so terrible.
They need to chill out.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to get anywhere faster.
Yeah, I don't know how people are going to chill, you know?
And then yesterday on the way to work, you know, we had brought up that... like license plates. I saw a really cool license plate yesterday.
Yeah.
And it just said bad gas. and I went, oh, well, because of course I thought of that sign, you know, the big billboard with that black guy, you know, waving his nose, you know, like big boys bad get bad gas or something like that.
Is that like for a radio show?
Yeah, it's
that
for a radio show. Yeah. Big guys get bad gas or something like that. Uh-huh. Have bad gas. And that sign's always repulsed me.
Yeah.
I mean, really, just it's nasty to me. Okay. Ugh. Anyway, so here's this car with the license plate "Bad Gas."
Mm-hmm.
Then I got closer to the vehicle, and it's completely water powered.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
How is that?
Yeah.
And it was zooming away like it was nothing.
Wow.
On water.
On water.
On water.
Really? Is that what it said on the car?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Hydro something something. Yeah. I can't remember the full name. But it had the drops of water. So it was run by water.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's fucking amazing.
So who says we need oil?
Well,
gas or
gasoline.
We'll
see what's involved in that,
in
that car. You know, obviously it's probably very expensive now. That's the thing.
It was in a little Toyota RAV.
Yeah.
You know those little, little RAV cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the water-powered one,
obviously
there's only a few of them, and it's probably just prototypes. So it's going to be a while before it comes to market, you know, because they're very expensive.
Yeah, the first one was invented in Australia about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A water-powered car?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this big thing about it when I was still back home. So
yeah.
It would have been about 15, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, everything's possible at this point. You know, we're
anything,
very, very
anything's
advanced.
Possible. Look what they're doing. It's so amazing. Technology. I mean, there's got to be alternative ways to, you know what I mean, to slow down on oil consumption.
Right.
Because it's not just cars. It's not just buildings. It's so many things, you know, like making
really
of plastics and
it.
Making of everything.
Yeah.
You require oil.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
Good thing we don't have to drink it. Then we'd really run out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
True, true.
Yeah. So, what about, you know, another example of living in a Muslim country? This Saudi blogger was arrested. And he's been in jail for 3 months, and they're trying to hush-hush this. But the thing is that his only crime is being critical of the government and religious leaders and so forth. So So that's why when I tell you this is the best place in the world to live, I know what I'm talking about.
Where is he in jail?
In Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, try and live in one of those countries, you know, and then come and tell me the United States is not the best place in the world.
Well, if you just say, for instance, me, I'm right. not a citizen
right.
here
uh-huh.
of the United States. I'm just a resident.
Right.
Because I have no legal obligations here, or I know there was something that was sent to me with regards to this. If I remained, you know, like on air and I'm criticizing the government and I'm doing this and maybe exposing something or who knows,
right.
agents can come and get me and throw me in Guantanamo Bay, right? And I will have no civil rights
yeah.
because I am not an American
I don't
citizen.
Think that's not the case at all. I don't think so. How did you get that, Manu? I mean, this country...
Through the internet.
Well, but you're talking about terrorists that are sitting in Guantanamo Bay
yeah.
And but don't have any rights.
But are they terrorists?
Well, I think so. But they're more likely to be dangerous than you, I think.
What about the Australian guy that was in Guantanamo Bay?
What about him?
He was there under suspicion, and then that was it.
Yeah.
He had no reason. There was nothing against him. There was no solid case against him at
right.
all.
Okay.
And they held him there, captive.
Yeah. But what if you're a suspect? If they had good reasons to hold you, they're going to hold you. What are they going to do?
But most
of let
the reasons, it's not. But the thing is, they don't let you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think it's different. There's a big difference between criticizing the government and being suspected as a terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, so... I don't think they would do that to you. There's no way. There is no way. You still have the rights here. It doesn't matter who you are and how legal you are. And
yeah.
you can see that with all the immigration bills and stuff that is passing. But, you know, people, we have a lot of illegals here, obviously.
Yeah.
And they have rights just like everyone else.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Well, we hope so.
Yeah. So this just sucks. You know, I mean, you live in China, you can't. Speak your mind. You live in Muslim countries. You can't speak your mind. You know, I mean, what do you have more other than freedom to really build your life and be able to say, I've achieved something? You know, these people are oppressed and they don't even realize it, you
mm-hmm.
know, by religious institutions, what have you, you know? I mean, I don't even think these countries really have what we call politics. It's all mixed with religion.
Right.
You know, so religious laws and everything. So God forbid you're going to say anything about anybody and you're going to get jailed. And I guess he's lucky being jailed. I know many people just disappear.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, in that case, yes.
yeah.
Being over there.
Yeah. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, but he's, I mean, there's been... very similar situations where they have been assassinated or killed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Those who want to stand up for the rights,
yeah.
those who are trying to expose what is really going on and how things operate.
Yeah.
You know.
Like you remember the whole story about that cartoon in the newspaper in Denmark, you know? And
yeah.
You remember that? And the whole big thing and the Muslims threatened to kill the people.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, it's you can't say anything even outside their country because
yeah.
you've got to live the way that they live.
Right, right.
You know?
Oh, wow. Well, that's awful.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, it. I don't know. I mean, things are not getting any better as far as cultures getting along. And
no.
It's unfortunate, you know. Everybody wants to impose their way on other people. Why can't you just live and let live, you know? What's so hard about that?
Terence McKenna certainly believes that culture is not your friend.
Yeah.
And he makes this big statement. He did a huge seminar about it, you know, this big talk about culture not being your friend for this specific reason.
Yeah.
You've got all these cultures trying to push their own beliefs and religions on other cultures, and you end up, you know, sabotaging any form of peace.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, any type of peace that you're trying to create.
Yeah. I'm just saying that Muslims would not be so angry if they got a lot of piece of ass. But they don't get a lot of ass, you know?
Why not?
And imagine if you did. You know, the average Muslim woman probably has like a full bush, You know, probably overweight. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to make generalizations, but that's what I picture in my mind. You know, they're dressed in their, you know, traditional clothing.
Hairy and, legs. Hairy
yeah,
armpits.
And hairy legs. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not talking about Muslims in America, but, you
hairy
know.
Hairy bush.
extremely hairy bush. It's probably stinky, too.
Ew.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, we need some Jenna Jamesons and those kind of porn
yeah,
stars
where they
there.
Clean it all up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all shaved nicely and it smells nice and they scream when you fuck them. And, you know, it's a whole different ball game, you know, than just screwing for kids to have
you,
children.
You know, seriously, I don't know how men can do it when they meet a chick. And they take off the panties, and it's just like, rah, screaming at you, and it's
yeah.
like...
What, a bush, you mean?
Yeah, the bush.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, like, part everything to find the...
Part the water to
part
reach.
Part the water to get to it.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way.
And then they would wonder why you're not eating them, you know?
Oh, gross. See? Oh, yeah. No, I just
I know. I mean,
is
there like the worst feeling when you get a pubic hair in your mouth?
You know, I've been there.
Get stuck in your throat and you try to do acrobatics with your tongue to try to get it out. And it just sits there, you know. Good.
And then it's your tongue that gets abrasive because of all the hair.
Yeah. I know. So no hairy bush in the 2000s. You
no.
know, everybody shave off their pubes.
No, no, no. It's the, what do they call it? The airstrip. That's the most popular.
Yeah, the landing strip.
The landing strip, that's right.
Right. Yeah. I don't like landing strips, to be honest with you.
No,
I like
you
triangles,
said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You like the triangles.
The Bermuda Triangle. You get lost when you
Oh, yeah.
You get lost when you go in there.
That's right. But see, if you get the map of Tassie.
What's
have you
that?
Ever heard the map of Tassie?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, there's well, you've got Australia, and then down at the bottom mm-hmm. there's a little kind of island
right.
as part of Australia called Tasmania.
Right, heard
now,
of that. The
now,
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, the Tasmanian devil. Okay, so you know it gets referred to
yeah.
On the female a map of Tassie
uh-huh.
because it's like a little triangle.
I see.
And so everyone's like, ah, show us your map of Tassie.
Oh, wow.
You know?
So that's how they refer to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, map of Tassie. Oh,
yeah.
That's a nice map of Tassie.
Yeah. I know. The whole world revolves around the vagina. It doesn't care. I don't care what you say. Hairy vaginas, bald vaginas. I mean, the whole world
like
revolves
to,
around that.
I'd like to see Jane Fonda in her vagina logs. After her show, Good Morning, on Good Morning.
Yeah.
That was so funny. They're still talking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I don't know why cunt is such a strong word in the English language, you know?
Well, it's
I mean,
common
what is
back
it?
Home.
Yeah, I mean, it describes the same thing that if you said pussy or
yeah.
vagina or snatch or crack, you know, it's all the same thing. So why is the
box.
Word cunt, like, so difficult for
yeah.
people to come to terms with.
I don't know.
You know?
You know?
It's amazing how loaded some words are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. See, you know, even back home, if we call someone, if we really want to call someone a really bad name,
uh-huh.
that's like depleting the whole thing, like make it as bad as possible,
uh-huh.
we don't say cunt. We say ankles. Because, and the reason why ankles, like
uh-huh.
you freaking ankles or something like that,
yeah.
because you can't get any lower than a cunt. Because the ankles is lower. Do you
oh,
see what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, I do.
So when we say nothing but an ankles,
mm-hmm.
then that's really the form
you're
of
like
insult.
You're like at the bottom.
You are the bottom.
Yeah.
Because cunt is referred to as a nice area.
I see, okay. It is a nice area, all right. Let me remind our listeners that we have a new call-in telephone number, and that number is area code 818-602-4498. Again, 818-602-4498. We're waiting for your calls, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're back, and someone's really trying to get through, so let us answer that.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Manu.
Sam, Johnny here.
Hey, Johnny. How's it going, man?
It's going good. By the way, I love the music you guys play. It reminds me of it. They always take me back to high school when I start searching for apartment.
I know. Yeah, that music has affected me quite a bit, so I love to play that, man.
Hey, you got to change the call-in number you put on the forum. The new one?
It
looks a lot like your cell phone number.
Oh, great. You know, and I made the same mistake. I made the same mistake on the website as well. And... You know, and then I was about to read the number, and I go, wait a minute, that's not our number. So thanks, I appreciate that, man. We'll do that on the next break. But
I also want to comment on a couple things you were saying.
Okay. You know, by the way, Johnny, the connection is a lot better than a previous phone system. I really like this.
And, cool.
Yeah, and, you know, your call comes in. It doesn't ring on the board anymore. So I love it. I love it. And we'll try and get a toll-free number to forward to this number, too. So it's not about the money, definitely.
You know. Hey, screw it. We're giving them free radio. They can pay for the call. That's
yeah,
the way I look.
There you go. Especially when it costs a couple pennies a minute or something. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I got to comment on a couple things that you were talking about.
Okay.
First of all, I thought I would be the first person to drop the "see you next Tuesday" word on the air. But no, you beat me to that one. And my hat's off to you.
What's that? Oh, the C word.
See you next Tuesday?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I didn't know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah.
I like that one.
But Johnny,
I thought for sure I would be the first one to do that, but no, it was you, and my hat's off to you for that.
Well, why? I mean, you know, there's no FCC, and besides, it's a word, you know, and that's why I'm still wondering, why is that word any different? I mean, it refers to the same thing as other words, you know. But I guess it's
a lot
more
of women hate that word. That's
yeah.
why, and women control everything. They really do. I mean, Manu, you know what I'm talking about.
She knows.
And it's a good thing, because if men were in charge, civilization wouldn't be what it is today. We'd only have two industries, porn and hamburgers.
Glad women are in charge. You know, I even have my man domesticated. Because I have my man now domesticated because he's been cooking for me. So in that sense, I do control it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you control. Mainly you control the sex, you know? So that's a lot of power right there.
Oh, that's everything. Come on. I ate meatless meatballs once so I could get laid. So, yeah. That's a lot of power.
Yeah.
That's
Johnny, is your computer on? Because we're getting like a replay in the background.
No, the volume is off completely. I'm not listening to anything right now.
Okay, so it's just my imagination.
I'm calling on my home line, which I never do. I rarely use my home line.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, about what?
You know, about how many people have home lines.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah.
I never use it.
I know.
See?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Johnny, you know, I was listening to your show last night. It was an amazing show. Manu's showing me her abdomen here, and I'm getting totally distracted.
Oh, sorry.
I would too. I'm distracted already, and I'm not even there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to have the funny back.
Yeah.
I posted something on the forum, and it's very good to have the funny back.
Yeah, I know. You've said that several times, and I have to totally agree. You thrive on laughter and on humor, and you need someone to match your sense of humor, I think.
Yeah, I'm still in search with that, Johnny, because I've got to make sure that if I send someone your way, it's going to suit you and the show content.
Oh, I just thought you were ignoring me when I sent you the email. I thought, well.
Oh no. You know what? I saw the email, but because of my work, I've hardly been able to get to my computer. So, and then of course last night I couldn't get it up and running, anyways. And this morning, so I was like, oh God, I'm screwed. Mm. But I did get the email, and I will be out there looking for you.
Yeah,
I've got a Kiwi coming in tomorrow. I've got Stephanie Paul, a comedian from New Zealand. So I got a Kiwi coming in tomorrow. So the other side of the planet representing here.
Yay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, now we're going to have two people from down under.
Down under is where we want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Under the skirt, man.
Now, let me get to the point I wanted to make.
Okay.
I disagree with you on one issue here.
Okay.
And that was, you were saying that we have a lot of illegal immigrants here, and they have rights, too.
Right.
They have basic human rights.
Right. And
they do not have rights as protected by our Constitution.
Oh. Well,
They do not have the right to assemble. They do not have the right to sit there and protest that they have rights when they don't. Because I can't go to Europe and do that. They'll kick me right out of the country.
I know. That's in Europe. But I thought here they do this. I mean, I see, like, there's people down here, Hispanic people, picketing all the time. You know, and I don't see anybody come in and check in their papers to see if they're legal or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. And you're telling me they're not allowed to assemble? I can't believe that. I've never heard of anybody being arrested for assembling and being an illegal here. Are you sure about that?
No. I mean, we don't do anything about it, but they're illegal. What part of that word legal is in trouble understanding.
No,
they're illegal.
I totally agree with you. And what I'm saying, obviously...
Go on.
Yeah, they don't have all rights, but when I was speaking to Manu, I meant basic human rights, as you
absolutely
as you described.
Every person on the planet has those.
Yeah. So, well, at least here. At least here, not in other places. They don't
that's
have basic.
True.
They don't
every
have basic human rights.
Every person on the planet deserves them. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Johnny, you're a doll, man. We love you. And so, how is everything? You happy with everything?
Sam, as a station founder, manager, and my very own special little Special Olympian, you've done a great job.
Thank you very much.
You have what you have put together is phenomenal. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to walk to the bank right now and deposit one of several six-figure checks that you give me every week.
Oh, okay.
That's how happened. You're getting those too, aren't you, Manu?
Yeah.
Was that Dylan?
He's giving you six-figure checks every week, like me, isn't he?
No.
Yeah, pretty much. She only gets five figures, yeah.
Oh, it's that woman pay thing. I understand.
All,
okay.
All in the sense factor, you know, like 0.00001. That's six figures.
I will buy her lunch.
Yeah, all mine begin with zeros too.
Yeah. Great.
You guys
make
have
me,
a great show. I
make
love what
me
you're
look,
doing.
Thank you for making me look like fucking shit, man. But I appreciate it.
Hey, Sam, if I can be there for you anytime. If the knife's in your back, you can guarantee I'm there pushing it in.
I know, man. I know. I'm counting on you, and you're a great man. And listen to Johnny Dam on his damage report. I would imagine you had your show last night on the Stream TV, right?
Yes. We talked about Roydgate 08, the steroid situation.
Oh.
And we're going to cover it a bit today. We're going to kind of recap what we talked about for our listeners today.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and that's on our show on our station, and that's at 2 o'clock every day, 2 to 4, Johnny and his choice of a lady for that day. Johnny gets to play.
Co-host.
Yeah, he gets to play the field a little bit with his co-host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm married to
every menu in town. I always eat at home.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm married to my co-host here, so I pretty much have to look at the same face every day. Good thing it's a pretty face, otherwise I'd be walking out of here.
All right, you guys have a great show. I'll talk
okay,
to you
Johnny,
later. Oh, by the way, I want to tell all the listeners that you can catch Sam on the Damage Report TV show next Wednesday night.
You gave it away. I was just going to ask Manu if she knew who your next guest was going to be. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm sure she would have guessed, you know.
You know, I would have guessed.
Yeah, I mean,
And we'll be talking about Internet as the new media.
Sounds good, man. I'd love to be there. It's an honor to be your guest. And everybody will tune in next Wednesday at, what, 10 o'clock Pacific?
10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and then, of course, everything's archived.
Sounds good, man.
Cool.
We're going to check it out. So Johnny is all over the place and getting a lot of exposure, and I expect him to be the next George Carlin.
Hey Johnny.
Yes.
When you meet with your person tomorrow from New Zealand, say kia ora.
What's that?
Kia ora. Say kia ora when you meet him.
What is kia ora?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, like K-I-O-R-A or something,
right? Yeah, that's
right?
it. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Kia ora? Okay, what does that mean, and how much trouble will I get for saying it?
No. It just means hello, welcome. Hello, how are you?
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
in Maori.
Yeah, Manu wouldn't teach you, like, how to say fuck you in
I'm coming back at you.
No, actually, in the Maori language, there is no cussing. There's
really?
No cuss words. Our insults are placed as, I'm going to chop your head off.
Oh, okay. Okay, next time, Johnny, you piss me off, I'm going to chop your head off. Great.
All right.
Okay,
wait,
Johnny.
Wait, have I pissed you off yet?
What?
Have I pissed you off yet?
Pissed us off?
No,
I don't think so.
Because you said the next time, which would mean that there's probably been a previous.
Oh.
I'd like to know what it was I could do, because when I find a button, I like to keep it in my back pocket to push from time to time.
Yeah, I love buttons, man. I love buttons.
You guys have a great show.
Okay, Johnny, take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Johnny Dam. And I love the phone connection, man. It's so much better.
Yeah.
You know? And, wow, look, a window pops up from Skype that asks you, how would you rate the last call's quality?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, huh?
I know about that.
Yeah.
May you could you put in there a little bit of echo?
Yeah.
But it could be.
There was a little bit of echo, but...
On this side.
Yeah.
on this side, just a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm sure the listeners heard that too. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Maybe.
You know, we're working out all the kinks.
Well, we don't know.
If I was the father of technology, I would make it perfect. But all we have to do is work with what they sell to us, you know.
That's true, that's true.
So, you know, I mean, it's
yeah.
Are there any good movies coming out? Have you been checking to see?
No, I haven't. I haven't had time to scratch my own ass.
I know. Well, I can scratch it for you.
You would like that. Wouldn't you?
Oh man,
I haven't even been checking to see if my cellulite has reduced from all the running around that I've been doing and no eating. I know clothes are getting looser, that's for sure. My jeans aren't fitting me, they're falling down and so on. So
yeah. I'll bet you it's the walk that we take every morning, because I lost some weight, you know. I mean, we walk like 3 blocks back and forth.
And I go on the 5th Street side because it's a hill.
It's a hill. So you work out a little bit.
So I work out a little bit. I get a little huff up.
Yeah.
Huff and a puff.
Yeah.
But then I go to work.
Not me.
Up
don't
and
ask.
Down the seats.
Don't ask me to exert any force.
Fair enough.
I've become so lazy in my old age, I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's not even funny. It's not funny.
Well.
So listen, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's take it in 5 minutes because I want to take one right before our call.
All right. Well, so let's I'll fill you in on what's happening these days.
Okay.
All right. You know, Dustin Hoffman is 70 years old now.
Really? Yeah. Hold on just a second because we have a call coming. I don't want to miss it. Yeah. But you see how great it is? It doesn't ring into the friggin' board and distract us.
Yeah, that's okay. Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, howdy, Sam.
Oh, wow. A voice from the past.
A voice from the past.
You know, I know where that humming comes from.
Where does it come from?
Damn! Damn! You know how I know this?
Yeah.
Because every time there's a person on, even if the sound is off, but they're near their computer, if their computer is on.
Uh-huh.
And let's say if a cellular, they're near the computer.
Right.
Anybody who's calling in should never be that close to their computer.
Right.
That's one of the,
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll keep that in mind because we have been having noise problems and we're trying to troubleshoot it. But, I mean, I totally heeded your suggestion to keep cell phones away. But I'm the first one who's guilty of not doing it yet. So
improved sound quality, I wanted to tell you, by 100-fold since the past couple of days.
Really?
Yes, and that's due to cellulars and phones being shut off near the computers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most important thing that'll distort the noise. No matter what, that's it.
Yeah.
I switched mine off today. Yeah. Am I a good girl?
Did you?
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Yeah.
Doug, what's going on, man? When are you coming back to L.A.? He's in Washington, as we know, with his mom, which is very nice. Are you getting to relax at all, Doug?
Matter of fact, today I go into court.
Oh, God, wow. Court. To court.
Yeah, I hate that.
That sounds relaxing, Doug.
Yes, yes, yes. My back's been killing me. I've been so stressed out over different things. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's all stress. Yeah, he said he's got, like, aches and stuff, his back and that. And I did suggest acupuncture because it worked for me.
But it took forever for somebody to convince you, no?
Yeah, exactly. But why should it take you so long when you already have people telling you it works, you know? It's worth it. It's worth a try.
I hear if Dr. Wang or Dr. Mao, what's his name?
Yeah, something like that, They're all Chinese there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a try. Mind you, here's the killer. It's the same condition my mother had when she was younger, and she had her back cut from the middle of her back down to her lower back to get right vertebrates under there.
Wow.
And she had her neck cut, you know, from side, one half side to the other side, to do vertebrates up in her neck.
Oh, my God, man.
The condition is identical. And so now I'm going, oh, no. I come to Washington State. The first thing I got to deal with is a court case. Second thing I got to deal with is 5 teeth and root canals up the bazoog. And then I got to deal with, you know what I got to deal with. I don't even want to go
know,
there.
Man.
And then this. So I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, maybe
can
Washington.
Anything else go wrong? God, strike me with lightning.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead.
Yeah. Take a cane and beat me on the ass, you know. But, you know, my question, though, is perhaps going there caused all this. Maybe you feel better in L.A. Maybe you need to get back, man.
You know what it is. I miss the pretty women. I miss Manu. She made me feel so warm and welcome. I miss you, Sam.
Well, thank you, man.
A great guy with a heart of gold.
I miss you, too. You and I got to go out for another drink when you get back.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get you stinking on what's ever brewing.
Nicely put, Doug.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
I just made a mom's sick, so I'm staying up here until she's, you know, better.
Right.
And more
than
that, I really love this part of the world.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to try to do, and, you know, I also want to spend time with Dawn in Paradise and kind of work there once in a blue moon. So I'm making arrangements right now. I make a call out to the world over BBS Talk.
Oh.
Hello.
Hang on.
Doug?
We got cut out.
Oh.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to just set up 50% rent to somebody who's got a little studio apartment so that I can come down maybe 2 or 3 days a month or maybe a week to a month whenever I want to, that I can just have a place to bunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you can bunk at my house anytime. We have plenty of room in the garage.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah.
I just threw it out there. Threw it up.
Yeah, somebody, if you have a shack for Doug, he'll take it.
Give me a jingle. I'm a nice guy. Keep your place clean. I can cook.
Yeah. Well, Doug is awesome, and we can't wait for you to get back so you can get on the air with us, and because you're a lot of fun,
so
and you know it. So
I love you guys.
We love you too, man.
And
Mr. Doug Newsom, the founder of BBS Radio, and... he is definitely an awesome guy.
Yeah.
He's my best.
Yeah, just like Sam,
yeah.
My partner in crime.
Yeah.
We're awesome together. Showing me things. This is a man who went out, did what he said he could do, did it quickly, did it professionally. Sam, my hat's off. Never met a man in the world like you.
Thank you, Doug.
I know you're loving what you do. Manu?
Yes.
Well, hell, I'll tell you what I think in private. I love you too. You have an excellent day. We always listen to your show. I'm an avid fan, and by the way, the only show that I listen to daily. So
cool,
got
man.
Out of 127, no, now what? 140 some odd shows, live shows per week.
Uh huh.
To be the only show I listen to daily. Wow.
That's amazing, man. And so I feel we've arrived and we've done the right thing, because that was my idea, is that, you know, to get daily shows so people will listen and tune in every day, you know, because internet radio, I don't even know one station that does daily shows, you know. And when you do a weekly show, you're not really keeping in contact with your listeners.
That's
you know?
Right.
So so that's why Manu is here every day.
Here's a caveat for you, Sam, and
yeah.
I believe this,
uh-huh.
but I would imagine you're the first live internet radio show in Los Angeles.
Probably.
What do you think?
Probably.
You think daily internet show in LA.
Oh, daily? Absolutely.
I don't know if that's true or not, but you could... You could be.
I think in
I
LA, definitely. I don't know if in the world, but
I did find out that there was another internet radio show coming out of the House of Blues corporate building.
Yeah.
So, but
really?
I don't know what their program is or.
Yeah, and you see, and that's
going like
to be
that.
One show. I mean,
yeah.
We're a station. You know,
yeah.
We're actually a network. We have more than one station.
Well,
you know?
I don't know enough details about this.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
thought,
but
like,
we've
oh,
got.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Check this out.
I know.
You know?
Well, we'll
we're
have to
send a spy in their camp.
Yeah, but everybody's talking about internet radio, and
yeah.
It's really encouraging. You know, I know that we're doing the right thing, and you know, but you know what? The most amazing thing that I did not expect when I set out to do this is the amount of love that people have working here. You know, it's just people are helping each other. They're becoming friends, you know, the hosts and stuff. And it's just amazing. You know, it's a really great feeling.
And you have such awesome shows, T.J. McCormick, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, brilliant shows. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. You have great hosts. They got great hearts.
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, and you just stay tuned because we're bringing in some really unique shows, some controversial, some not, but definitely things you won't hear anywhere, you know. So we're really excited about this, and you know we're adding new hosts every day. So Doug, thanks for all the support, man. We love you, you know that, and hurry up and get back, man.
Manu, big kiss. Sam, big hug. You two, two take care, and we'll speak hopefully soon.
Where's my kiss, goddammit?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Doug. All right, that was Doug Newsom. I love this guy. You know, it's like I feel he's like my good friend now, you know, and a new good friend, and his brother the same way, you know. Yeah. And there's just so much love. It's like we're brothers now.
Except when Doug gets up, he's like a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. You know, so and his brother is just a riot, you know. He's so funny, and so I mean, we've become friends, you know, and to me it's like such side benefits that I'm getting from all this.
Right.
So I'm in the clouds. I really am. So listen, let's take a quick break because I expect a phone call in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
From our guest. So let's take a quick break, Manu.
Sure.
Be right back. Good morning, you're on the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Sam?
Yes.
Hi, Sam, it's Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I was getting nervous. I kept getting a busy signal.
Yeah, because we've got so many calls coming in. It's amazing, you know, how many calls are getting through. Yeah, and I wanted to keep the lines open for you because I knew you were calling at 10, and you're very prompt. We appreciate it. Tracy, where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Boston. I'm at school at Harvard, but I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, you're from Baltimore. Manu, this is a Harvard student here, so treat her with some respect, please. So
please give me some respect. They're killing me. Please.
Yes. So how does one get into Harvard, Tracy?
Let's see. How do you get into Harvard? You've got to be a very aggressive, assertive,
And a good student, obviously.
You can't, and you can't be negative.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what the anxiety is, regardless of what you're going through, you have to stay focused.
Yeah.
And you'll get in.
Really?
But I didn't go through the front door. I came in through the back door.
Oh, so, good for you. That's the way to do it.
I was just very, very persistent.
Yeah. So, now, what kind of GPA do you need to get into Harvard? What's the minimum? Do you know?
When I came in, I came through Phi Theta Kappa. So I was, I graduated magna from CCBC in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And I had some excellent professors there. One in particular was Professor Deb Williams, who was phenomenal.
Right.
And I graduated in the aviation management program. So
wow.
That's how I got in. So I said I came in through the back door.
So, so you're in a grad program now?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So when you say you got in the back door, do you mean you got in the back door by having been able to work with these professors from your previous in Baltimore?
When I speak through the back doors, when you get into Harvard, you either go there through brains or bank account. So I got in with my brain.
I see.
I had no valid bank account.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
You either have brains or bank, one there, or the other.
There you go. God doesn't give you both,
so
huh?
That's what I mean when I said I came into the back door.
Good for you. You did it the hard way.
It's an honor to be on your show. That's an understatement. I am thrilled to be on your show.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
And we're going to get into the reason you called. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what it is that you do, and why are you calling?
Okay. I started a company back in 94, and I just really upgraded it within the last 3 years, and it's called New Thomas Technologies.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I actually invent products, and I actually design them,
uh-huh.
And then I have them manufactured, and then I put them on the market for consumers. And I try to do this because I'm very, very abreast of the economy. So I try to keep my products at a very, very low cost.
Right.
And what I'm debuting is my newest invention. It's about 3 weeks old, and it's called the Obama-rella. Instead of an umbrella, it's an Obama-rella.
Obama-rella.
Yeah, and what is so weird is because I have been light years from politics. I could care less because they all look alike, sound alike, taste alike, smell alike. You know, I could care less.
I like that last one.
Yeah.
But Obama was like, you know, not cookie cutter, but coach. So, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm like very, very, you know,
in love with him?
Kind of like shunned to actually admit this. I'm 42 years old. This will be my first time voting because of Obama.
Oh, wow.
So
good for you.
I created an umbrella, and it flashes lights, and it plays music, and it has Barack Obama as the next U.S. president. He will be the 44th president.
Wow.
So I'm hoping and praying that he will win, but I went ahead and engineered that.
Yeah.
What kind of music does it play? Does it play the have you listened to the Will I Am thing on Obama?
Yes. I would need permission from that artist, which I was unable to obtain. So it's going to play It's a Small World.
Oh, well, you know what? You should have called a little bit earlier, because I met Will.i.am at an event, that red carpet event that I did.
You think you would have given her the rights for the song?
Well, I would have at least, told him, like, hey, has done this.
I had to give him permission, I did. Have it, nonetheless, I can modify it if I could meet him and get some rights from him. I'll certainly change the music, no problem.
Well, Will I Am and myself didn't exchange numbers.
Yeah, so Manu has to wait till the next time he chases her. So now this umbrella has flashing lights also, right?
Yeah.
So,
it's a black umbrella. It has red flashing lights.
Wow.
And it has Barack Obama as the logo, and it says change, and then it says sustain in the rain.
Yay! That sounds great.
Well, this is obviously going to sell more on the East Coast than here, because we get no rain, you know.
Unless I go to Seattle with it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Seattle,
it'll north. Do well in Seattle on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
So, now, but me ask you this.
You guys had a very rainy winter on the West Coast.
We have, thank God, yes. Yes, we've needed some rain badly, and we have had some, so thank goodness for that. What I wanted to ask you is, Let's be realistic for a minute. I mean, this sounds like a great invention. It's funny. It's unique. It's appropriate and relevant at this particular time. But who's really going to walk around with an umbrella with flashing lights? I mean, you know, that's pretty like...
You'd be surprised.
Really?
I think you'd be surprised.
In the conventions.
You would actually be surprised.
Really? I think maybe in the conventions and stuff, no? Or are there actually people just using it as a regular umbrella?
No, you would be amazed and flabbergasted.
Really?
I'm not kidding. When I take it out, people, I mean, of course it's an attention getter.
Obviously, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be, practical, but it is a very, very eye-catching device.
Yeah, and I mean, to definitely get your message out there and say you like Obama, that's definitely a way to get your voice out there as a as the customer that buys the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes. And it's an excellent token. You know, as I said, I have faith in him that he will be successful.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, even given what he's done thus far to get me to go register to vote, he's done an excellent job,
Very well. Very good. Over here we generally feel that, we like both Hillary and Obama, so whoever wins is going to be fine. I'm starting to accept Obama because he's going to win, so I need to be prepared for it.
You know what? I've been, I watched something last night up at my man's place, and it was this debate between Obama and Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously thought that he carried himself way more politely and with way more integrity than she did.
Really?
She changed her.
Left mood swings.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
You think she gets mood swings?
Oh yeah.
I think so. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because she's a woman.
But I'm extremely proud of her also. I mean, that's the irony of it. As far as her accolades and accomplishments, I have to commend her also.
Yeah.
But he is my first choice, so that's why I went ahead and made the Obama-rella.
Right.
Not to show partiality, but I'm not an actress, so I have to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's why I did that. I think I think his campaign has been more consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think you can tell that she's shaken in her boots, and so the venom is starting to come out with her, and her nails are growing.
Yeah. Well, I think the most fortunate group that is that's benefiting the most from this election, I think, that's got real choice is African American women. You know,
yeah.
Because either way you win. You know,
yes,
you can
exactly.
identify with the president. You know, whether it's African American, whether it's a woman, and both groups have needed strong representation, I think, in our government. So, so as long as the Democrats win, I think we all win. You know, regardless of whether it's Hillary or Obama.
But be very cautious and be very careful. I mean, I'm an Afro American woman. You can't just say just because I'm an Afro American woman, I only have two choices, whether it's Obama or Clinton.
Absolutely.
But they are choices. But there are Afro-American women who like Huckabee.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a part of me, there's like 10% of me that I really admire Huckabee. Because he's got the tenacity and he's got the guts and the fuel to go after what he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, he's a Republican. So, I mean, just because I'm Afro-American woman, I'm into that demographic, does not necessarily mean that I would automatically go for Clinton or Obama.
No, absolutely.
It happens that way, but it didn't have to go that way.
Yeah, no, I was definitely not trying to make generalizations. I just said that, you know,
you're
in an enviable position because, you know, you have several good ones to choose from. You know, whereas, like I remember in the last election, there wasn't even one to elect. I mean, you had Kerry, you had Bush, you had all the primaries.
And that's why I never got involved until now.
Yeah, I know.
What you just said is exactly why I never participated in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I mean, what can you do, you know? But enough politics. I want to get back to your inventions. What else have you invented, Tracy?
I have a talking umbrella. There's a premiere that happened back in August. You can tell I'm a night nerd, can't you? Can't you tell? And, my ideas come after 9 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
But,
really?
To make a long story short, there's a very good friend of mine by the name of Gail Westmoreland, and she has a book that came out called Hands Stop Shaking Them. And
what's the book called?
Say that again.
Hands Stop Shaking Them, A Cultural Shift to End Handshaking in America.
Yeah, stop Shaking Hands.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's just enlightening audiences, you know, throughout the entire international platform that there are other options available other than handshaking.
Yeah.
If you want to engage in a handshake, that's fine. Of course, it's the norm. But if you're not comfortable with the technique and the practice, there are other options that you can go ahead and abide by that are more sanitary.
Yeah. And you
so
know,
that's a very unique topic. So.
It really is, you know.
And my attention.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, incidentally, Manu, Gail does want to do a show with us as well and discuss this on her shows. And I think it's such an intriguing topic to talk about, handshaking, you know, because we do it so automatically, you know, it's a gesture, a cultural thing, and yet we never really question it, you know.
No.
And the other day I was thinking, you know, like what a curious act to reach over and squeeze someone's hand, you know? I mean, that's what we do, you know? Hugging kind of, like, makes sense, you know? But shaking hands is just
I think hugging is more... Well, you know, shaking hands is like, oh, God, I'm going to shake your hands, but I really don't like you.
Yeah.
It remains...
Exactly.
Yeah. So it remains this...
But it's not necessarily I don't like you. It's saying, well, I don't feel that we're close enough or intimate enough to do this. I mean, obviously in business... And or you, when you meet someone for the first time, you're gonna hug them. They'll think you're nuts.
Yeah.
You know. So, but
well, the French.
I mean, sometimes it's appropriate. Sometimes it's not. It depends on the scenario. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I love her text. It's not a long text that's gonna bore you to death where you want to slit your wrist. It's a very short. You know, get to the chase type, you know, writing. It's like 30 some pages long, and she just covers every single aspect of the technique of handshaking. And then she gives, you know, like her little history, and then she gives like a cute biography, and she gives an analogy, and then she gives suggestions.
Yeah.
So it's short and sweet, right to the point.
Yeah.
Or you could be some, like Howie. What's his name? Howie from.
Mandel?
Howie Mandel, he doesn't like shaking hands at all. No, you can't touch it.
But to be honest, a lot of people don't. They really don't. They just don't voice their opinion about it.
Yeah. Well, I can see
and
that.
And I think that's why I admire, you know, her tenacity to actually present a book. A little cute, handy little guide.
Yeah.
You know, it took a lot of guts to actually come up against a culture.
I think so, you know. Yeah, because when I mention this to people, they're like, so what? She's out there to stop an entire cultural thing, you know. But she's definitely, you know, brought this. I mean, she created a discussion. She created a dialogue here of, let's talk about this. You know, nobody ever talks about shaking hands. Nobody thinks about it.
You don't think about it because it's in your subconscious. You know what I mean? It's in our psyche. It's like breathing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even think about it until after it's done.
Yeah.
If you think about it at all.
I like
her text because it's not like, oh, you know, she's on some little, you know, sporadic crazy campaign. It's just that she's enlightening, you know, your audiences to let them know, you know what, if you don't want to handshake, you don't have to do that. It's another greeting option if you wish to partake in it. It's a choice.
Yeah, that's true. Does she talk about certain types of handshakes, what it could mean, interpretations of type of handshakes?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, she gives an entire history of where it originated. You know, it originated from Native Americans. It was pretty much like a peace offering.
Right, right. Okay,
She gives total history, and again, it's not boring. I mean, it's, you know, you can read it cover to cover in a day or so. It's not long. It's not drawn out.
Yeah.
And
it says
very, very educational. And as far as personal hygiene, social, and I think, like, now we're, like, in the mood for change. I know I am.
Yeah.
You know, not just for a new president. I would like to see a lot of changes take place within this country.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too.
Absolutely. You were in,
I mean, to get the brain cells going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what else do I want to change? You know?
Yeah, I know.
What else don't I like?
Yeah, but you do things that you believe in. You know, and it's admirable that she's devoted so much time and effort into this. You know, obviously she's very passionate about it, and that's why I was excited to have her come to us and do a show, you know.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like a preview of what Gail is going to do on her show. And Tracy's, I guess, a very good friend of hers, and she's taken the initiative to help her out with this. And I think this is just like the nicest thing, you know, to call in and talk about your friend's book and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
So that's amazing, Tracy. Any other inventions? I think you wrote me some other things that are kind of off the wall.
The talking umbrella was what I created for her premiere book signing.
Oh,
and
really?
I actually programmed that umbrella to talk.
How do you do that, my God?
That was different, you know.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that was odd, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I also have a license plate where you can actually program your own messages.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, I bet you can't guess what I programmed mine to say.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
I programmed mine to say Obama for president, but it actually connected a brake wire in your car.
Yeah.
And you can program it to say anything you want, and it scrolls a message across your license plate.
Right.
Oh,
and
cool.
Now, do you keep like a keyboard in the car to program this?
Yeah, it operates by remote control, so you actually place in the characters.
Oh,
and
okay.
And not use bad words, okay? Please don't program that's going to offend anybody, please.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is this, and I mean, you guys are amazing me because you guys are dealing with things that I've thought about but never did anything about. Like, for example, you know, when we drive on the freeways here and there are a lot of big a-holes on the road, and, you know, that you just want to tell them off, you know? And I thought if I had, like, a display thing on my rear window, I would just tell them F you, you know, or something like that, you know.
Sam, now you can do that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going
to
get one.
I'll be sure to send you one. I'm going to send one to you.
I'm going
to
get, you know what? And I'm going to use it too, let me tell you. I mean, that would be awesome. Yeah.
You know what mine would say? I would actually smile, make the world better.
Yeah.
That's what I would have.
That's boring. Nobody's going to read that.
No, but it's cute.
Yeah. I would start entire.
You would be surprised at the amount of attention you will get with that.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure, you know.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, you know, that's amazing. I wish you could bring it here so we could look at it. Do you have, like, a website where people can see this stuff? Or
all of my products are on New Thomas Technologies, and that's N-E-W.
Mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, H O M as in Michael, A S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E, right. C as in Charlie, H, N as in Nancy, O, L as in Lima, O, G as in Golf, I, E as in Echo, S as in Sam.
Boy, you're a good speller, let me tell you. But that took forever to say. okay, so we have new, what did you write there?
New Thomas Technologies,
yeah,
correct?
New Thomas Technologies. Yeah, Thomas with an H.
And that's why I had to spell it, yeah. NewThomasTechnologies.com.
Yeah, okay, great. And you're going to find a lot of Tracy's products on there. Interesting stuff. I mean, I would even get the umbrella, I think, you know, just to get all the attention.
The umbrella I am ecstatic about.
Yeah.
I really am so pleased with that invention.
Yeah. Okay, so go out there and buy the Obama umbrella. You know, I mean, you should try and get rights for the umbrella song by, what's her name, Rihanna?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's like
great,
that made an umbrella, you know, or the song.
I'll be happy to modify the music if I could get the copyright, if I could get the actual legal...
Good luck.
Otherwise, I could not do that. I could not manufacture a product without their permission.
No, of course not. And you know what? It doesn't seem like it'd be worth paying for that, because I'm sure they'd want a lot
of
money.
You'd never recoup
your money just from the rights.
Exactly.
But regardless, you know, I mean, you can. It's a small world. Sounds like a good song to me. Now, the umbrella that talks. What does it say?
I can actually program it to say anything you need it to say.
Oh, really?
When I actually designed that for Gail's book signing, it actually pretty much said who she was, where she had gone to school, what her book was, and it just went in rotation. You know what I mean? It was like four paragraphs that I recorded, and then it would just go in rotation, and it lasts for about maybe an hour.
Wow.
interesting device, to say the
least. Is it battery operated?
I'm going to actually talk to you.
Is it battery operated, Tracy?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
so the batteries go flat.
It takes two AAA batteries.
Okay, cool.
That sounds cool, man. And I mean, you can just imagine, you know, you program in there and you start cussing people out and stuff. And you go, it's not me, it's my umbrella. Get off my back, you know.
Hey, it's a new version of tranquilizism.
Yeah, there you go, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't say it to your face, so I'll have my umbrella to say to you.
Oh, that sounds so funny.
We were sweating. Even at like 10 o'clock at night, we were dripping wet. We had to go take showers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, during the day, I had to have an umbrella because the sun was literally knocking me out.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
With the humidity. I mean, again, we're on the East Coast. She's on the West Coast. And I lived on the West Coast when I was a little girl. You guys don't know what humidity is until you come here.
Yeah. Now, tell me, you know, it just occurred to me, have you tried to approach the Obama campaign and see if they'll buy these things?
No, I haven't. Not as of yet. But that's an idea that I have.
You should definitely do that. They'll buy in bulk from you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's an excellent idea.
Okay. Well, you know, if I run into someone who knows him, I'll mention that.
But, pass along the word for me, Sam.
Yeah, I
will.
I will. And, of course, we're going to have a link to your site, newthomastechnologies.com, for people to look up your products and so forth. We discussed Gail Westmoreland's book, Hands, Stop Shaking Them, A Cultural Shift to End Handshaking in America.
Yep.
And that's available on Amazon, too.
That's correct.
Yeah, for $7.95, that's a pretty good price. And they only have three left in stock, so you better hurry.
Ooh.
And no, really, I mean, I definitely want to get the book.
Americans, you know, I've got customers all over the world, and, you know, everybody is in this debate. I mean, you would be surprised. I mean, it's not just Americans. This whole election can change the entire landscape.
Yeah.
You know, Australia.
You know, I mean, everything can change, and that's why I said I personally, as a woman, you know, as a person, I really am in the mood for a change.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everyone else. I can only speak for me.
I know.
I'm tired of the way things are.
Yeah, yeah. Australia is supporting Obama very strongly.
Yes.
So, you know,
and so are a lot of the people that I know on the Far East, Japan, Taiwan.
Yeah.
They feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, again, that's the irony of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, Tracy, I'm going to stop shaking hands. I think we're definitely going to read this book, and I'm looking forward to Gail coming on board. That's why I don't want to talk this subject to death, because I want her to really introduce it in her own words.
Yeah, she can speak for herself.
I think she will be able to regardless.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody go out and get the book, and we're going to go and look at your inventions there, Tracy. I admire you. The Harvard thing sure doesn't hurt. And, I congratulate you, you know, and I hope you sell.
That's an understatement. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure. You know, we love to have interesting guests on. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate this.
Thank you.
Great.
Have a good day, Sam and Manu.
You too.
Thank you.
And stay in touch, Tracy. Call us with the next invention. Okay. Bye. So that was Tracy from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she actually called from Harvard now, but she lives in Baltimore, I suppose.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and her friend, you know, with the stop shaking hands.
Gail.
It's very interesting to me, you know. I mean, because she's going to discuss, like, how other cultures greet each other and so forth, you know.
Well, Australians, we just throw our hands up like g'day, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Handshaking wasn't really a big thing back home. In New Zealand, we greet each other by tapping our noses together.
Really?
Yeah. In our culture.
I wonder if some cultures actually will, when they run into each other, like stick out their crotch and rub the crotch against each other, you know, two crotches together. I mean, that would be a nice way to greet someone.
You know what? It reminds me of this joke that I heard the other day, right? This man goes into, you know, the priest, and he's going to go for a confession. So he speaks to the priest like, Father, I have committed a sin. Well, at least I think I almost did. And the father says, what do you mean you almost did? And he says, well, you know, I met this woman and, you know, we just started rubbing up against each other. But then, you know, I stopped and I felt really bad about it. And so I left.
Yeah.
And so the father said, well, that is just as good. I mean, that is just as bad as putting it in. Right?
Right.
So then he says, well, for that, you have to say 10 Hail Marys and put $50 in the donation bin, right, for the homeless or for the hungry. So the guy gets up, leaves, and he goes over to, you know, the kneeling pan, and he does his Hail Marys and so on. He gets up, he goes over to the donation board, brings out $50, and he stands there for a minute, and he, like, leans back and forth. So the priest at this time peeks through and sees that he puts the $50, back in the wallet and walks away. And the priest runs up and like, I saw you do that. And the guy goes, well, you said rubbing up against it was just as good as putting it in.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Actually, that was pretty good because I'm not really good at telling jokes.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't great.
And,
okay.
And I retained it.
You sort of lost me midway, but the punchline is pretty good.
The punchline is pretty good, yeah. So anyway, Mark Anthony. Yeah. Right.
I guess you don't want to take a break, do you?
Okay,
Mark Anthony. I'm not gonna.
I gotta say this. Yeah. Mark Anthony, obviously, and J Lo had their twins and so on. And from our knowledge, it's been a pretty straight and narrow marriage, right?
Yeah.
No dramas, no anything like that. Well, Mark Anthony's ex-wife, Dajnara Torres, is releasing her autobiography, telling all about her marriage with Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, so how appropriate that it gets released right after the birth of the children and so on.
Yeah.
So anyways...
Sounds very exciting. I'm going to run right to the store and buy it.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, here's some of the appropriate titles that people say that she will be using in her novel. Chapter 1, The Birth. Chapter 2, Growing Up in Shit. Chapter 3, Sleeping My Way to the Top. Chapter 4, Plastic Surgery. Chapter 5, Faking Orgasms. Because I've been told, or I've heard a rumor, that he's probably one of the worst lovers you could ever meet.
Really?
Yes.
Really. Well, let's see what
into himself.
Let's see what our caller has to say about this.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. You with us? Just hung up. Okay. It's been ringing for too long. You know, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I mean, that sounds just like a typical marriage.
Well, yeah, it does, doesn't it? But the thing, and of course, chapter 7 is milking it all the way.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds good.
Like trying to get as much as she can from this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and she's not shy about it either.
No,
she?
Of course not. Yeah. Of course not. Same with Hulk Hogan. Hogan.
Yeah.
Did you hear him having an affair? With his daughter's best friend?
Are you serious? Well, let's get back to this in a second. This is intriguing, but let me get the phone.
Okay.
Good morning, you with Sam and Manu on the air.
I don't want to stop handshaking.
Oh, you don't?
You don't want to stop handshaking. Okay.
What I like it.
Okay. Well, you'll have a lot of chance to talk about it, but I guess people that are concerned with hygiene and stuff have an issue with it. You know, I mean,
but there are so many other things out there available, like Purell and hand sanitizer.
Oh yes, I know that.
You know, this is a kind of a steep thing in our culture and our past. It's a sign of respect. It's a sign of professionalism.
Right.
And quite frankly, especially in the business world, if you have a poor handshake or if you do not handshake people on purpose,
right?
That's
a strike against.
And,
yeah.
And you know what? Actually, this is one of her contentions, is that she says that you're sort of like people judge you by your handshake.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another one of her issues, that people judge you by it. So she figures, you know, you probably don't want to judge a person just based on their handshake, but we do. You know, so I mean, I can't argue for it because I don't know. She needs to talk about it, and she needs to bring it up, you know. And I encourage everyone. She'll probably start next week.
Yeah.
Just look on our website, Gail Westmoreland. We'll start our show next week, hopefully. And I think that's going to open a very interesting discussion. You know?
I think so.
And, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be hard to eliminate the handshake from the American culture, regardless.
Yeah.
Of,
right.
Well,
how
maybe.
Big a push you could do it.
Do you think possibly it may bring back the original idea of handshaking, you know, like the pure, you know, because how some people now they shake the hand and it's not like you know, back in the day a handshake was your word, whereas these days a handshake is like, don't turn around too fast because they're gonna, you know, knock you one.
Yeah.
You
well,
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's obviously for greeting and stuff, but
yeah.
but notice that you know, women are more comfortable with hugging than men are, you know. So you see more hugging and less handshaking among women. But in business, obviously, you see a lot of handshaking, you know. And
I don't see, and
that's why I'm curious to hear how she suggests to make this a practical thing to actually stop handshaking.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be interesting. So, caller, you like to shake hands?
Yes, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah,
and quite frankly, I do think handshake to me can reveal things that I want to know right off the bat about a person.
Yeah.
If I go to shake somebody's hand, regardless of if it's a man or a woman, if
right.
And especially a woman, well, and a man. If a man does not have a firm handshake,
yeah,
if they get you like mid hand and it's kind of limp wristed, I mean, you're immediately assuming they're not confident. I'm not going to say that they're gay, but
no, I mean,
it doesn't make a favorable impression. Likewise, for a woman to have a very sturdy handshake comes across that this is a confident lady, that she's confident with herself
right.
and in her own skin, and I really like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you think about it, like a limp handshake at the beginning, you're thinking, oh, they're not respecting me enough to actually give me a good handshake. But I think it's obviously it reflects on them. It probably shows a lack of
confidence.
Yeah, or
they're giving up. They're letting you be more superior.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like intimidation.
Yeah, but I find that other cultures are like that. You know, they'll come here and their handshakes are not like ours. You know, and they don't even look you in the eye. And that's another thing that Gail mentioned to me, is how other cultures don't look you in the eye. So this is all about the greeting process, you know. It's not just handshakes. That's why I think it's a deep subject, and she'll probably have a lot to talk about.
What kind of business do you work in?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
Okay. Oh, yeah, oh, don't worry. I know where you're at on that
wait,
one.
Wait. Monday, I was on an interview. I was doing a travel along day with the company that I'm interviewing with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was sent out for half the day with their top sister, who was a lady, and she shook my hand in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it was I mean, it was better. It was just as good as any man's, and better than some men that I know.
Okay.
Yeah. And right off the bat, I'm like, okay, well, she's obviously confident. She's obviously, you know, somebody that just, I don't know, to me, I can tell a lot by grip, you know, grip strength and the pressure and all the intricacies and the art of the handshake.
Yeah.
And she had everything that I was like, okay, I feel positive about this person. And sure enough, I mean, during the course of the day, we had a lot of similar personality traits. That doesn't necessarily carry over with the handshake, but it's just
okay.
a thing yeah. that right off the top gives you a good, either a good or a bad perception.
Do you think that that first impression of the handshake was able to make you more receptive to her? You know, like off the bat, you've already got confidence in her and so on. So that allows you immediately throughout the rest of the day to have
to
remain confident about who she is and what she's doing
right.
and so on.
Right. But I think Gail is wondering if it's really a smart thing to judge a person just by the handshake. You
right.
know? Perhaps if you didn't, you'd be more open to other things about him. You know. So who knows? But I mean, I don't want to talk the subject to death. You know. I mean, let me just say that when I shake hands, often, you know, if you reach out and it's a sweaty hand or even if it's not, you know, I mean, sweaty hands are really bad. And you know what? I'm guilty of it myself. My hands are often sweaty, just because I get warm easily. But but when I shake a sweaty hand, I don't touch anything with my hand until I wash it. You
what?
Know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, you don't know where that hand has been. What if he just came out of the bathroom, wiped his ass, and came out of the bathroom without washing his hands? I see these people do it all the time. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want duty on my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, smell even, you know. But,
yeah. Let me say this, too. I know a couple callers have made references, but at least when I'm calling in now on your end, you're much louder than it was previously.
I know, oh. I know. And the line is a lot cleaner, too. A lot cleaner.
Yeah, so, it was a struggle to hear you guys sometimes.
I know.
I can hear you just like we're on regular phone, so that's nice.
You know, and I can't believe I was actually paying like $80 or something to have that other phone. And the problem is that company does not specialize in phone calls coming to the PC, into your computer. So when I would talk to them, they didn't even know what I was talking about. And finally I decided, you know what, let's go to the source. Let's use Skype, and that will allow people outside of LA to actually call us through Skype. And the quality of the call will be incredible if you call us from your computer.
I can hear you way better.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hear callers way better.
Yes,
because before we were struggling.
Yeah. So thanks for noticing, man. And,
thank you.
Thanks for calling. And take good care.
Have a good day.
Okay,
Thank you too. Thank you.
So obviously the handshake deal is creating, you know, interest and the controversy and stuff, and that's what it's about, you know.
But see, I can't help it. I've shaken hands, you know, like obviously over the last couple of weeks I've done a lot of that because I'm meeting with, you know, liquor reps and business reps, you know, all that kind of stuff,
right?
And just new people in general.
Yeah.
And I've had handshakes that I feel like I'm grabbing onto a bloody ghost.
Yes, I know.
And I'm like, what is that?
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, like limp handshakes. There's nothing worse than that.
God,
you know?
I don't like that. If you're going to handshake, make it sturdy, but not too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've had some gripping handshakes, too, before.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's interesting in different cultures, you know. I mean, because imagine when they come from another country and they're not accustomed to shaking hands, then they come here. For them, it's really weird, you know.
Oh, I bet it is.
And if you noticed, a lot of people won't look at you in the eye, whether they're shaking in your hands or just passing on the street, you know. And
That's true.
But that's because in some cultures, it's impolite to look someone in the eye, you know.
Yeah.
But the way we see it is, you know, this person is like ignoring me or whatever, you know.
Shady.
Being rude, being rude, you know, whatever. But
has an interior motive.
Yeah.
Ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a little break. I'm in the mood for some music. We're going to continue playing 70s songs like we've done all morning. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember this?
Hey, I remember this right off the bat.
Yeah.
You're listening to California Dreaming with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
We are back.
BBS Talk Radio, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So So who sang that? I mean, I know
that is
Simply Red.
No, this is a group called Ace.
Okay, but Simply Red did a cover on that song.
They did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that would be good. I love Simply Red.
Yes, so do
I. They got some cool songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one was by a group called Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And the song obviously is called How Long.
Yes.
I remember that, hearing that when I was on a trip to Europe in 1975. And this was playing like in Britain. And I loved the song. I loved the song. So it goes back to 1975. So I'm taking you all back. If you were born before or after 1980, you probably don't want to know what the hell we're talking about. But this is classic music here, you know. And we go back, and as I've said before, I think the 70s were the most productive as far as music.
Yeah.
That's lasting, you know, till today.
Yeah, it is. The 70s and the early 80s are really just that era, that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think the music, there was real musicians
out
there.
A lot of great music.
Very talented musicians.
Yeah.
It's not coming by these days so easily.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. I know. Well, what are you going to do? What else is in the news, Manu?
Oh, well, I had mentioned about Hulk Hogan, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan, now he's got an 18-year-old daughter.
Correct.
And she's very hot.
Extremely hot.
Yeah. They, I guess you could see them either on the reality show.
Well, they're not doing the reality show anymore.
Anymore, yeah, because he split up with his wife, right?
That's correct. They started a divorce, or they had split while I was still doing the reality show, and so on. But now they're going through the divorce, and it's not turning out very pretty.
No, huh?
Because it was revealed, this young lady, what's her name? Oh, Christine Manty.
Mm-hmm.
She came out to the Esquire and whoever else that that she was having an affair with
Hulk
Hogan.
While he was married?
While he was still married.
Right.
And whilst the reality show was still occurring, was still being filmed, and you know, her claim is like, well, you know, him and his wife were split, and I was just there while he was going through a really hard time, and blah blah. You know that whole bullshit. Yeah. Well, anyways, we could tell what was going on in her mind.
Yeah. So did you say this is a friend of his daughter's?
This was a good friend of his daughter's.
So he's...
daughter, Brooke.
So he's banging like an 19-year-old?
Well, I think she's older than that. I think she's
around... But how much older?
I think she's like 28, maybe 30 or something like that. But, you know...
30 years old and you're friends with an 18-year-old?
19-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand this.
Yeah. Well, anyways, she was Brooke's. But, you know, good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Hung around with Brooke all the time.
Really?
So we know what was on her mind.
Yeah.
The reason why she's hanging out with the daughter, because she wants to bang the dad.
Yeah, and she did, and now she's going to make money talking
now
to the Inquirer.
Now she's going to make money, yeah. What a slag.
Yeah, women are smart, man. They know how to stick it deep.
Yeah, don't they?
They know how to stick it to us deep.
What a slag.
And hard.
You know, I got that from the website Perez Hilton. Have you heard of Perez Hilton?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Okay, yeah, little loop, isn't he?
Yeah.
But anyways, that's where I got it from.
Mm.
So they were calling her slag and whore bag and all that kind of stuff. Like, we know what her motive was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Paula Abdul is making a comeback.
Yes, I saw
Did
that.
You?
Is
yeah.
she recording another album or
She's
something?
Recording another album.
Right.
And... she is, like, you know, her number one hits that she had previous, like, over a decade ago.
Right.
Will I Am is actually working with her to revamp her old songs.
Oh.
And also help with her new songs.
Yeah.
So I think that this album is going to be pretty darn good. She's got about several new songs coming out.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised it's taken her so long, because she's got this newfound fame with American Idol, and she hasn't really done much with it, you know. So that's definitely an opportunity.
Well, you can imagine doing something like that has taken a lot of time out of your day. I mean, look what you're doing.
But look, I mean, but she's been gone between, you know, the early 90s and now. What has she been doing all that time, you know? So she was extremely lucky to be selected for American Idol.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for a long time, American Idol.
Yeah, what, like 6 years maybe? Five,
no, more.
6 years?
I think it's more now.
Really?
Yeah, at least seven, eight years.
Okay.
If anyone knows better, let us know.
You know that it hasn't been that long. I mean, you can count the winners on one hand. Okay, there was Kelly, what was her name, the first one?
I don't know.
Kelly,
I don't know, but I remember.
How did I forget? Okay, then we had that Ruben, and then we had Underwood, and that. So I think only like five or six. But it doesn't matter, Manu.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to argue about that.
So,
so Paula Abdul is about to bring back her career.
Yeah, I know, okay. I know.
If you folks want to call our number, our new number, we have a new number now. You can call us at 818-602-4498. Again, 818-602-4498. And you can email us, info@bbstalkradio.com. And we would love to hear from you. If you wish to be a guest on the show, call me. You can find my direct number under contact on our website. Call me or email me, and we'd love to have you. We love interesting guests. And the guests have dried up for the past week or so because someone's pulling off my ad, so I decided I'm going to give up on that for now. But I'm actually thinking of maybe having my son, you know, when he gets home from school, sit by the computer, and every time you get the email that the ad was flagged, put it up again, you know.
Yeah.
If I had the time, I would do it, but it's a pain in the ass, you know. But
maybe I should just go ahead and do it.
Okay. I'll show you how to do it. You can do
now,
it.
Now, I already know how to put ads up on Craigslist.
But you know what? Give me a break. You don't have time for shit, okay?
Neither do you.
You come here and then you rush out of here, you know?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah. No, I know. And then you get home late. So when the hell are you going to do it? So don't offer things that you can't.
All right.
Okay?
No, but I can actually... I meet people at work.
Yes, you
so
do.
So I can always figure out who could be very interesting to be on the show.
Yeah. Interesting.
Right?
Yep. Now, did you hear this in Las Vegas? A health center, a medical center, exposed 40,000 patients to hepatitis C.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, between 2004 and 2008, doctors have found 6 acute cases of hepatitis C in patients during the time. So the infections were apparently spread when an anesthesiologist would reuse syringes, not needles.
What?
They'd use the syringes, not the needles. Like, it makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, apparently spread the disease like that. I mean, can you imagine how scary that is? And especially when you had nothing to do with it. It's not like you went and touched somebody or had sex or you know, whatever.
Or anything
however
like that.
Else that you can get the Hep C from. And you just freaking go to the medical center and you leave with Hep C.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. It's terrible. I don't understand. They should be jailed, these people. You know? Mistake or no mistake, they should be jailed.
I know. Yeah. You know, Pamela Anderson has hepatitis B.
Yeah.
I think it's hepatitis B that she has.
No, hepatitis C also.
Oh, she
Pamela?
Has hepatitis
yeah.
C.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and
definitely.
It's kind of curious how, what it is, or because she seems perfectly healthy and so on, and she does whatever she still wants to do. I'm wondering what it is about hepatitis C, you know, I mean, what effects does it have on people?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I know. It's something that we should be looking into.
Yeah, but it's serious, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. We don't know if she has to take medication for the rest of her life or anything like that.
Yeah. You know, if you're stuck in a job you don't like... there are things you can do to stimulate your brain. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Because apparently many dead-end jobs just fry your brain pretty much. So
right.
You need something to stimulate it. Here's a few ideas. Write a book. Turn your career knowledge into a novel. Give lectures. Manu, you can go give lectures on, on dealer dolls.
Give lectures on dealer dolls?
Yes,
come on.
Yes. Like what it requires, what does it take? How long does it take you to get dressed?
No.
That sort of thing. Okay. Consult, you know, be a consultant to small firms. You can volunteer your time. Why not volunteer, you know? Many people go, well, what's in it for me? You know what? When you give to other people, there's nothing like it. Yeah. There really isn't, you know?
I've done plenty of volunteering.
I mean, I'm no good Samaritan, but I know when I do something for someone or when I give, I feel very good.
I spent a good part of a year or almost a year up in Seattle working at the old folks' home.
Really?
Yeah. And taking out for the little community visits to the shopping mall or to the park and so on.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I loved it. Yeah. Once a week, that's what I used to do.
Cool.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was great.
Yeah.
And I've done other things too.
Yeah. I volunteered when I was a little kid, you know, doing wartime and stuff. You know, we'd go to food factories and help out and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting. You can teach in your spare time. Become a career coach. Start an association, you know, the Association of Burned Out People. publish a newsletter or journal. You know, there's another way. If you don't want to get on the radio, you can put your words in writing, and maybe someone will actually read it.
Yeah.
Start your own business. Very obvious.
Blogging.
Yes. If you're burned out on your job, start a business. Take it from me. And then become a product or service demonstrator.
I don't know.
Anyway, none of this really sounds exciting.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Too much effort. Too much work.
We're talking about what to do in your own job.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is done to stimulate your brain.
Oh, to stimulate the brain so you're not going home and sitting in front of a TV
like
a zombie.
Yeah, because your brain is all fried.
Like what everyone does anyway.
Yeah.
And then from that, they go to the bed and still watch the TV and go to sleep while the TV's on.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Yeah. I just don't agree with that. I never knew no one.
Yeah.
Until I came here. They have a TV in their goddamn bedroom.
I know.
And now they're everywhere. Now it's in the kitchens. Now it's in the bathroom. I've even seen it in people's bathroom now. Like, are you serious? Come on.
A TV in the bathroom?
Yeah, TV in the bloody bathroom because they take baths. And so
they
have the TV in the
bathroom.
So they
have to watch that.
So they have to watch TV in the freaking bathroom.
Yeah.
How sick.
I know.
I think.
Yeah. Here's that Hulk Hogan thing. It's in the Inquirer. I guess.
And,
Hulk Hogan mistress revealed, family torn apart.
Yeah.
And they're showing a picture of them, Hulk Hogan with her.
Oh, what's she look like?
She's way overly made up. You know, she's got, she's got like makeup through the ass. Here, you can see that. See?
And he's my God.
Yeah, she's blonde. She looks like a playboy.
Fake and bake.
Yeah, but she's fake everything.
Fake hair, fake lips.
I mean, can you believe it? He's what? He must be in his late 50s, 60s. Look at the
arms.
He's got to
be. I think he's 60s. I think he's in his late 60s.
I mean, he's got arms on him, you know?
Wow, that sounds cool.
No, but how can it ring?
What is that?
That's my phone. But how can it ring if I have it on vibrate?
Well, who knows? It could be a text. See, you have to adjust everything in accordance. Like if you get a message or if you get a text, you have to adjust, you know, like the noises from everything.
Yeah. No, this is definitely on vibrate. I don't know what's going on here.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, excuse us for that. And then...
cool little tune, though.
Yeah. And then what else is there? Terminator Kid and Drunken Video Scandal.
Wow. Oh, hang on. Yeah. This is the new kid from the new
Terminator
show?
Yeah, the TV show.
What are they saying about him?
That he was caught on tape doing a deranged dance with a water pipe.
Seen, oh my gosh, there was this, it was absolutely hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And there was this thing on YouTube that was being sent around of this really large size kid.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was huge. He was a big boy.
Yeah.
And he had this... He obviously thinks of himself as being what do you call it? Sky Luke?
Uh-huh.
Luke, you know,
Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, he's doing in the room, unknowing he's being taped, or maybe he just taped himself, I don't know. But he's doing all the fast moves and the twists and the twirls and, you know, leaps and you know, leg kicks and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Now, you can imagine this kid doing this when he's probably 300 pounds overweight. You know, I mean, it looks insane. It looks hideous.
Yeah.
And anyways, so what people had done, or computer hacks had done, had gotten hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put in the Star Wars, you know, like the Darth Vader, the laser guns and so on. And they had made a total, like, there's all these different variations now of this kid doing his Luke Skywalker trip. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
But apparently it got back and he was really upset and really angry and so on. Like, leave me alone, you know, all this kind of stuff. But it was really funny to see.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It was really funny.
Cool. Well, Manu, it's time.
It is.
It's time. I know you're tired.
Well, you know, I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to work from home tomorrow.
Okay.
I got so much paperwork that I need to put together. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Maybe you'll find some time for other things. But at any rate, we thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
This is Sam and Manu saying goodbye and have a nice day.
And if you're in Hollywood, come by the Waffle and come upstairs to the bar, and I'll help you out.
Right. And if you come by the station, please don't come upstairs. The security won't let you in.
Yeah, that's right. They won't. They're real mean and tough. Actually, they're sweethearts. I like them.
Yeah?
Yeah. They say hello to me all the time. Hello, cool. Manu.
Actually, I don't like this song. Okay, oh, but we so played this one already. So,
okay.
Yeah, let me find you another song real quick, because I want to go out with a bang.
You want to go out with a bang?
Yes.
Oh, wow.